I'm Chelsea Forseth, one of the owners of NorCal Rentals and Sales, NorCal Trailer Sales, and NorCal Tractor, your new local Kubota dealer. We would like to wish all our brave men and women who serve us daily in active military duties and their families warm holiday wishes and a happy new year. As we celebrate this season with family and friends, we'd like to take this time to remember freedom isn't free, and we invite you to join us this holiday season by thanking a veteran. Merry Christmas!
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Impeachment talk going on. All 435 members get a chance to talk today, all saying the same things you've heard before. The only interesting, and then the vote later today.
They're just trying to generate a little videotape for the local news.
I'll probably tune in later when they actually do the vote.
The vote that happens later today is the one to send it to the Senate? Is that how this works?
He's officially impeached at the point that that vote passes.
Yes, they're sending the articles to the Senate.
You have been impeached.
Right. Whatever.
And then
whatever.
Removal or not, Senate will decide. But here's the part I find entertaining. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is wearing all black on this day that the House Democrats plan to impeach President Trump to emphasize that it is, quote, a somber event.
You know, as Trump pointed out in his blockbuster letter to Nancy Pelosi, which we'll read part of to you in a few minutes, he said, 19 minutes after I was inaugurated, the Washington Post had a story, the push to impeach Trump has begun. 19 minutes after the inauguration, years before anybody knew, the drumbeat of we've got to impeach this guy has been constant. Now, listen, I realize Trump is nutty and unconventional and a dozen other things, but wearing black and saying you're praying for the president, who is buying this S?
I don't know. Nancy Pelosi walked onto the House floor today and told Dana Bash of CNN she feels sad and is wearing black to signify that this is a somber event.
Oh, for God's sake. You know
what? The national nightmare is upon us.
I don't mind politicians lying. Well, of course I do, but I'm used to it. That's such an insult to my intelligence.
It really is.
And yours and everybody else's. My dog Baxter is insulted by that. It's just so stupid.
If you got him removed, I'm supposed to believe he'd be sad, tears streaming down your face.
And you're praying for him every day. Lord, please counsel the president and help him make good decisions. You know, I could see her doing that kind of the way you pray that the pilot of the plane makes good decisions, right? She doesn't want nuclear war, but the idea that you're praying for him through the impeachment. Come on. Come on.
Whatever.
Yeah. So, listen, we were talking yesterday about the big bum camp in Oakland across from the Home Depot that the New York Times did a video series on, and it's really amazing. We have the link at armstrongandgetty.com. So, hot links, under hot links? Okay.
The most dire place on the planet, as the article described
it. Yeah, the guy who's made a career covering refugee camps and the scariest places on Earth said, oh, this is an S-hole. Never mind S-hole countries. This is an S-hole parking lot. We got a number of great comments from folks, including Brian. With respect to the Oakland encampment, my neighbor's one of the managers of that Home Depot store. Told me the city fines Home Depot all the time for the garbage that's left on Home Depot's property.
Right.
That's right. The Sanctuary City of Oakland fines the store for things that are the fault of the city.
It's your property.
Home Depot's not putting the garbage there.
It's your property. You got to clean it up.
In addition, a friend of mine's an Oakland police officer. He explained to me that the city council, generally speaking, won't allow the police to do much of anything about the quote-unquote homeless situation. That most are drug addicts, and that they have their own little world consisting of trading sex for drugs.
Oof.
He said
I didn't see anybody very sexy there.
Oof. He said that when he approaches an encampment, he's certain that everything he sees is stolen. All this is fully tolerated, effectively encouraged by the city. I would leave in a heartbeat if I could. Every day I'm disgusted knowing my taxes support these brain-dead politicians.
Yeah, one of the worst things is when you drive by these camps, you see so many bicycles, so many freaking kids' bikes get stolen by these scumbags.
Yeah, yeah. I absolutely love this note from, let's see, Bobby B. This might be a little long, a bit long and rambling. You know, it's funny, people who say that almost always write terrific emails. Mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. They're self-aware. Anyway, but I wanted to put my two cents in about the two topics your great team addressed on Tuesday. And I listened to... Blah, blah, blah. You guys hit the nail on the head with your analysis that stupid should hurt, and being a bum or a junkie should be made so painful and such an undesirable condition to be in that people avoid it. That being said, until I was 10, both my parents were addicted to methamphetamine. And I mean addicted. It's amazing they made it as long as they did. Luckily for me and my siblings, my father was arrested on New Year's Eve 1996 on a litany of offenses related to the lifestyle he was living. It was just the wake-up call he and my mom needed. Out of fear of, quote, losing her children to CPS, my mom managed to go cold turkey with the help of Narcotics Anonymous and the help of other government institutions. It took my dad a bit longer, but they are both sober to this day, and they never would have been persuaded to clean up their acts and get off the junk if they hadn't stared real loss and hardship in the face. The months following my dad's arrest were no walk in the park either. We were nomads for a time. While my mom took my brother and sister and lived with close friends for a few months, my dad and I wound up in many different homes. This is my first experience of couch surfing, where I carried two backpacks to school, one with my books and school supplies, one with all of my other belongings, because I didn't know if we'd be back to the same house the next day.
Wow. That is some lifestyle.
Long story short, being punished both by the judicial system and by society for living a negligent and criminal lifestyle saved the lives of my entire family. Sadly, if it weren't for the arrest, I could easily see my siblings and myself going down a very similar path because of the things we saw when we were younger and just took to be normal because we knew no better. Listen, there are aspects, and he thanks us for the Warrior Foundation Freedom Station thing. He's a Navy vet. Fabulous. Oh, it's our honor, Bobby. Thank you. Listen, I as a liberty-loving guy, a small L libertarian, there are aspects of the war on drugs that I absolutely do not like. The idea that drugs will ruin your life, so if we catch you with drugs, we're going to ruin your life. It's not fair and it's not good. But it's a really kind of beautifully free market, self-limiting thing when people's junkiedom is so obvious, egregious, ugly, neglectful, the rest of it, that they're crapping on the sidewalk, neglecting their children, etc. At that point, because there are externalities, they are ruining other people's lives, we get to step in as a society. But making it just so easy and cushy to be a junkie now, as all the West Coast cities, the blue cities, the blue states are doing, we are enabling. It's so obvious. But anyway, thanks for the note. That's great. And then I'm happy for your family, too. You know, here's a note from Pat in the Hood, just real quickly. When drugs or alcohol took over your life and your family had no choice but to force you out of their home, that would be the beginning of rock bottom that would force you to start turning your life around. Now you just move to a new community that is protected by law, has specific government funding, and is immune from prosecution for minor crimes. The homeless community will continue to grow as long as drugs and alcohol are an issue in society. We don't need the Supreme Court to fix the harm that the Ninth Circuit has caused, although it would help. We need to stop subsidizing addiction and start enforcing the existing laws. And, you know, he makes a good point. If Trump has taught us one thing with his enforcement of immigration laws, the existing laws are typically strong enough if they are diligently enforced. We may not be able to stop people from living on the streets, but we can make it difficult to exist on the streets if we don't buy them needles, don't provide the basic needs that subsidize their addictions, and don't ignore the petty theft and quality of life crimes they commit. Well, Pat, keep in mind that we changed the definition of petty theft to big-ass theft. That's considered a minor crime. Maybe they make the streets the end of the line again. Force people to make changes their family needs them to make so they can get back on track.
Yeah, I think the only way we're going to turn the corner on this whole homeless situation is when everybody on all sides finally recognize it as mostly a drug problem.
Right, which it is. Not entirely, but mostly.
Well, and you deal with the mostly, and then you'd get back to the regular numbers of homeless that we've dealt with forever in a variety right. of ways.
And listen, if you want to launch enlightened and progressive new programs for the mentally ill or whomever is on the street or the temporarily down and out, whatever, okay, let's talk about that. That's perfect. I'm perfectly willing to have that conversation. I have a feeling it'll go to my tax dollars being squandered. But anyway, but yeah, can we at least deal with reality first and quit throwing greeting card, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Platitudes?
Yeah, platitudes.
Great
excellent
word.
It's also the platitude. It has a beak like a duck.
Yeah.
Poison spikes on its back. It's fur.
Perry the platitude. Where did
right.
you go? That's from Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah, let's quit throwing platitudes around and actually deal with reality. All right, end of rant.
And I got to throw in that the Supreme Court this week made it much harder and that they decided, yeah, it's okay that you make it mandatory that cities come up with a bed for the drug addicts.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Cities just need to get clever. They need to have, you know, like when your beloved Uncle Harold passes and you always have an empty table at the table or the dinner table, empty chair at the table. You know, you see that sometimes and institutions will do that. You just got to have the empty bed that your town, your municipality, it's always empty.
We got one more. Yeah,
Your Honor, we got room. We got room here, so we're going to bust them.
That's not a bad plan.
Yeah. It just happens to be empty all the time. What are you going to do? So Trump wrote this letter to Nancy Pelosi that's just stunning. Absolutely stunning. Blasts her. Defends himself, his administration. It's pretty good. We'll read you some of the highlights.
May I say this? We got this text regarding Nancy Pelosi wearing black today and praying, may you never have your faith be a target for sarcasm and laughter.
Yeah? So don't mess with me.
I can handle it if it is, but thank you for your good wishes.
But don't mess with me. That drove me crazy. That day. I'm a Catholic, and you know, and the MSNBC all day long were just praising that
right.
from a bunch of godless communists.
Yeah, I know.
But at the very least, they're anti-religion. They're anti-religion all day long.
Right.
In their personal lives and in their news coverage, you know, you're just so proud of Nancy relying on her Catholic faith. Are you? Are you really?
I was raised a Catholic too.
So if George Bush had lectured some reporter as a Baptist, I believe people would have mocked him all day longer. How scary it is that we got
a theocracy.
Exactly, a theocracy in
a platitude.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. It's the world we live in.
You lying liars.
Hypocrisy up to your neck. You can barely breathe.
Armstrong and Getty.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616, 1-800-908-1616.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, Protect My Car is announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-485-1560 now. Drivers who are covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call Protect My Car for your free quick quote today. 800-485-1560. 800-485-1560. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-485-1560.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expression show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer vent, and duct cleanings. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
Senate Democrats believe strongly that the trial must be fair, and it's very important that the American people judge it to be fair.
That wasn't what I was thinking of. We lost it somewhere. I know we had one somewhere. There's a great clip floating around of Schumer from 98. The last impeachment, saying the opposite of what he's saying now. There's lots of those for everybody, by the way.
Lindsey
Graham, Nadler. So, yeah.
It's what they do.
I was just mentioning hypocrisy earlier. They all have some slight nuance as to why. No, this is different. The reason I've changed 180 degrees on it is this.
Right, yeah. Oh, I get it. So the president unleashed this letter to Nancy Pelosi yesterday? And you're hearing some of it on the news. You know, part of me doesn't even want to talk about the politics anymore. But
I hear you.
It's so good. I mean, it is clearly Trump's fingerprints are all over it. It was written, I suspect, by Stephen Miller, who's very, very verbal and very adamant. And it's a blast. It's definitely worth reading the whole thing. Can we post it at armstrongandgetty.com? Yeah, I can send you a PDF if you need, Hanson. It'll take me a minute to find it, but. It has a forceful defense of what he's done and the office and stuff like that. Also takes some real personal shots. His opening is, I write to express my strongest and most powerful protest against the partisan impeachment crusade being pursued by the Democrats in the House of Representatives. He goes on, the articles of impeachment introduced by the House Judiciary Committee are not recognizable under any standard of constitutional theory, interpretation, or jurisprudence. They include no crimes, no misdemeanors, no offenses whatsoever. You've cheapened the importance of the very ugly word impeachment. Then he says they're spitting on the Founding Fathers' legacy, etc. Even worse than offending the Founding Fathers, you're offending Americans of faith by continually saying, I pray for the president, when you know this statement is not true, unless it is meant in a negative sense. It's a terrible thing you are doing, but you will have to live with it. Not I! He mentions the first claim, abuse of power, is a completely disingenuous, meritless, and baseless invention of your imagination. Then he goes into the details on the call with Zelensky. Then he says, and I find this argument very, very persuasive. The Zelensky call was problematic. You can make the argument. You know, honest and smart people can disagree on how bad it was. But the second claim, so-called obstruction of Congress, is preposterous and dangerous. House Democrats are trying to impeach the duly elected president of the United States for asserting constitutionally based privileges that have been asserted on a bipartisan basis by administrations of both parties through our nation's history. Under that standard, every American president would have been impeached many times over. As liberal law professor Jonathan Turley warned when addressing congressional Democrats, I can't emphasize this enough. If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You're doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing. And then he goes on to Trump derangement syndrome, and this was probably my favorite part because I've been trying to compile this myself, but he had his people do it. Speaker Pelosi, you admitted just last week at a public forum that your party's impeachment effort has been going on for, quote, 2.5 years, long before you ever heard about a phone call with Ukraine. 19 minutes after I took the oath of office, the Washington Post published a story headlined, The Campaign to Impeach President Trump Has Begun. 19 minutes. Less than 3 months after my inauguration, Representative Maxine Waters stated, I'm going to fight every day until he's impeached. House Democrats introduced the first impeachment resolution against me within months of my inauguration for what will be regarded as one of our country's best decisions, the firing of James Comey. See the Inspector General reports. A ranting and raving Congresswoman, Rashida Tlaib, declared just hours after she was sworn into office, quote, we're going to go in there and we're going to impeach the mother effer. Representative Al Green said in May, I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected. Again, you and your allies said and did all of these things long before you ever heard of President Zelensky or anything related to Ukraine. As you know very well, this impeachment drive has nothing to do with Ukraine or the totally appropriate conversation I had with its president. It only has to do with your attempt to undo the election of 2016 and steal the election of 2020. By the way I've heard lefty commentators phrasing it is, you know, it's clear that the president's being impeached for a pattern of behavior. This is just the latest example of abuse of power and dishonesty. So that's the way they're spinning. It's another way of saying this alone ain't good enough. But you know what? It's a political process. How about y'all vote?
Hey, Sean, if I ask you a question about the Star Wars movie later, where are you prepared to answer it?
As prepared as I will be.
I know as much about Star Wars as Hunter Biden knew about Ukrainian oil. Well, I know very little.
In that case, then, yeah, I can answer no problem.
What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Well, Speaker Pelosi, proud to be part of history today at the House impeachment debate.
Proud and sad.
Meanwhile, the Democrat debate is indeed on, and Joe Biden's in fighting form. And suggestions for our healthy holiday digestion. It's science.
Fiber.
Coming up.
I need help with that.
More fiber.
Less Papa John's pizza would probably be a step in the right direction.
As regular as a Rolex.
Armstrong and Getty.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon.
Not a fan of ziplining!
Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Hey there, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make incredibly soft organic cotton sheets that millions of Americans love. And yep, three U.S. presidents. Today I'm announcing our 12 deals of Christmas sale. No partridges in a pear tree or anything like that, but amazing deals every day on our award-winning, ethically made sheets, linens, and gifts. Merry Christmas from all of us at Boll & Branch.
Visit BollandBranch.com and find a new deal every day. That's B-O-L-L and B-R-A-N-C-H.com. Go to BollandBranch.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Season's greetings from the Reading Colt 45s. This is Rick Bassetti, General Manager of the Colt 45s. The Colt 45s wish our veterans the very merriest Christmas and a happy holiday. The Colt 45s sincerely appreciate the sacrifice of our military deployed throughout the world and those veterans who have served our country and our citizens so well. And remember, on opening night, all veterans, all active duty, and all reservists get in free for the Colt 45's opening night.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds December 19th at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements Lounge. Join me along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Mike Costa on drums, and Lou White on sax, flute, and clarinet. Enjoy an evening with your favorite Christmas music along with jazz classics. That's 6 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge. For reservations, call 243-3377.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street near Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency? 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked. It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
What's the name of this Star Wars movie that's happening tomorrow, Sean?
The Rise of Skywalker.
And it's
or the
end?
Fall. What is it?
Didn't he already rise? He rose in the first one.
It's like a phoenix or something.
How old is he in this one? Because they go forward and then they go back. And
this is the ninth episode in the episode nine. The original ones with Mark Hamill were 4, 5, 6. The ones in the middle that everybody hates were 1, 2, and 3. This is 7, 8, and 9.
Okay.
So in theory, he will be as old as he is in any of these in the movies. But
Have reviews been more or less
mixed. to say the least? Star Wars is always weird. There's the weird, overexcited internet comments on this movie
that
get way more attention than they deserve.
I saw somebody I really like there. They say, I've watched this trailer 20 times. I thought, 20 times for a trailer. Okay.
So it generates a lot more internet attention than most other movies, which I think kind of amplifies the complaints up as well. But I am fully prepared to not like this movie, but I got to see it.
You're going to watch it instead of the debate, which makes perfectly good sense to me tomorrow night?
So what you're saying is the fanboy immediate love of it provokes others to higher levels of viciousness to counter it.
Yes. Okay. But the early things I'm seeing are, well, it's a lot of coded language like still processing, which I'm taking to mean is not very good,
right.
But I'm trying to figure out ways to justify it.
Right.
Because I love Star Wars so much, I don't want to say anything bad about it.
Exactly.
I've done that with albums before. Yeah,
sure.
I'm still thinking about it.
And maybe on a second watch.
So are you dressing as Chewie or Han Solo to go to the movie?
I'm dressing as Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda. News now with Marsha Phillips.
Well, Nancy Pelosi just spoke at the House impeachment hearing, saying it's plain that President Trump violated the Constitution and...
It is a matter of fact that the president is an ongoing threat to our national security and the integrity of our elections, the basis of our democracy.
Right.
Hundreds of historians, legal scholars, and former prosecutors, regardless of party, have stated that the president committed impeachable offenses.
I got an idea. Let's
Since
have a
today
vote.
Is a national civics lesson, though a sad one, I submit these documents for the record and commend them for students to study.
Without objection, so ordered.
That is the good idea Joe had. You should vote on it. You should see what people think.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who has what opinion. Let's vote.
Meanwhile, the Democratic debate is going to be going on as scheduled. That'll be...
To the delight of no one.
That'll be tomorrow, set for Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles. But, you know, it was threatened for a while due to the presidential hopefuls not wanting to cross that picket line of cafeteria workers, but... The workers worked out a last-minute deal.
So Bernie's the hot thing in California.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they'll pack the crowd with Bernie fans, but if it's representative of the polls in California.
I just like the fact that there's a lunch ladies union.
I've got a friend who goes
What's for lunch?
Who goes to that
next.
College.
Chicken necks?
Yet another beloved Simpsons memory.
They did a poll on your opinion of socialism and capitalism. Socialism is up to 31% favorable now in the new Fox poll. Capitalism still wins at 57%, you would hope.
Yeah.
Anyway,
socialism is 31% to 53%. Favorable to unfavorable. 16% can't decide.
Anyway, you got 7 candidates on deck tomorrow, including, of course, Joe Biden and the presidential hopeful 77-year-old former vice president has just released his medical report, which calls him healthy and vigorous and saying he is, quote, fit to execute the duties of the presidency.
Strong like a bull.
Well, the doctor said it. because Biden might wrap a chain around his head if he's anything else.
All right. He's
but I'm
going to
wrap this chain around your head.
He's terrified, the poor doctor.
It also states he has an irregular heartbeat for which he doesn't need medication, but he does take a blood thinner to prevent any blood clotting.
Tell you what, leave that. Don't take that the morning of your next knife fight, Uncle Joe, with your rusty bent blade. You don't want a blood thinner going.
Remember the straight razor? You'd bang them on the curb.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Number of doctors offering.
That is, I know we've worn that out, but that is
please.
One of the most amazing things that's ever been said by a presidential candidate.
Not a joke.
Admitting it in kind of a humorous way, like that, lighthearted. That's it.
Right.
Talking in lighthearted tones about knife fights.
You remember when you used to get the Bazooka Joe, the gum, and it was so hard, and you had to chew it for a couple minutes? And you remember when you'd, like, make your straight razor rusty and bent so that when you gashed your opponent, it would infect him, and it was hard for them to heal?
It makes a difference.
Same tone of voice.
If I was ever in a knife fight once in my life, I'd be seeing therapists daily to try to get to soldier on. I mean, a knife fight is no joke.
No, indeed. We had a listener send us pictures of his.
Right? Oh, my God.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Well, that's true.
And he got out of this potential knife fight. I mean, it sounds like he was in others. He got out of this potential one by threatening a guy with a big chain.
Right.
I apologize for that.
His apology chain.
Meanwhile, professors at Baylor College of Medicine are offering suggestions for healthy holiday digestion. They say we have 10 times more microbes than genes in our bodies, and some of those are necessary for good digestion.
Well, let's start with my suggestions. Drink a liquid other than coffee today.
Right.
Don't eat an entire pie.
Right.
These are things I will do at some point over the Christmas break.
Oh, by the way, Hanson, those cookies your wife sent in? Oh, my gosh, are those good with a nice hot cup of Java?
What kind of cookie is that up there?
It was a cocaine-sprinkled chocolate cookie.
Ooh, that would explain my buoyant mood.
Yes.
That was like chocolate with powdered sugar on it.
Oh, man. I don't eat before noon, thank God, or I'd be all over those.
Anyway, the professor suggests diets including lots of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains.
Shut up. That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Plus,
what the hell, Marshall?
Plus,
this is weak by your standards.
Yeah, just because you're retiring.
One more time, Michael. Plus. This might be the last time
What's
ever.
What's the matter with you? Eat fruits and vegetables is your advice?
This might be the last time ever in our entire Marshall family.
And now, Armstrong and Getty attack their beloved newsman.
This is the added plus that they say
there
you need
go.
To pay attention to.
Okay.
Add nutmeg and cinnamon to your diet.
I'll put cinnamon on my Cinnabon.
That will help promote gut health.
Yes, nutmeg on my nog. I'm going for the nog.
I think I'm
folding today. I've been holding out.
Oh,
I'm nogging
that's
out.
Right.
Yep.
That's good stuff right there.
I'm off the oxy. I'm on the nog, man.
There you go. Anyway, so throw in a lot of nutmeg and cinnamon over the holidays for healthy gut conditions.
My kids have never had eggnog. Non-alcoholic
really?
Kind, obviously, so sure. I should make that. They'd be thrilled by that.
Oh, yeah.
It's an interesting taste. I'm not sure how kid-friendly it is, but
I remember
try.
Being repulsed by it as a kid.
First time I ever had it. Yeah. First time I ever had it was awful.
Like, you grown-ups are stupid.
Right. Yeah.
Remember the first time you had beer?
Yes.
Did you like it? Did you like the taste?
Love at first sip.
Really? And
I thought, this is the best thing I've ever had.
How old were you?
Probably 10,
yeah. As
11.
As a child, my dad would give us sips out of his beer, and I was probably 7 or something like that. And I thought it was awful.
Yeah.
And I don't think I had another taste again until I don't know when, but the next time I had a taste, I really enjoyed it.
You know, I'm a fan of the grape, obviously.
Right.
It is a miracle I'm not just a raving alcoholic, because I fell. I mean, my dad, my uncles, my grandma's porch, summer afternoons, Teaneck, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And they'd be, you know, shooting the bull like adult guys do. And as a little boy, it was so cool to be around them and listen to them and the rest of it. And I'd occasionally ask to try a sip of the beer or whatever. And they'd let me do it. But I would drain like a third of the bottle.
Wow.
Because I liked it so much.
What was the beer? I think the beer I tasted was almost certainly warm Schlitz.
A couple of different ones. Yeah, I remember as like a 12-year-old at a Little League picnic back when you'd bring beer to these things, they had ice-cold Old Style in the little squat brown bottles that it came in. And again, I would have drank.
Kid-friendly size, easy to hold with your little
hands. Exactly, your little 12-year-old hands. And I fell in love with it. I loved it so much, cold beer. But I'm just lucky, I guess. I got a decent sense of, this is enough. More than this is a problem.
A bit of the, I like this enough, I need to make sure this doesn't become a problem.
Yes, exactly. There were a couple of substances I ran into in my life that immediately the flashing red light went off. Yeah. You need to run away now, I said to myself.
There you go. That's a wrap. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
So fruits and berries and nuts and stuff, you say?
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Fiber.
See, I know that. I don't do that. I eat pie and children's cereal.
Pie's got fruits in it. And often
exactly.
Nuts.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. You're ahead of the game.
Will you go to the Star Wars movie? I mean, are you that kind of person?
Eventually, yeah. I got a good buddy of mine who will go multiple times.
Really?
And if I say to him, you know, I ought to see that movie in a month when he's already seen it three times, he'll say, let's go today. So, yeah, I'll end up going to it.
God, I haven't sat through a whole movie in I don't know how long. Many, many, many years.
I'm a big Star Wars fan. I like, except for the crappy ones, and we all know what those are. I've watched the last couple and enjoyed them pretty well. I don't get the devotion to it because they're just good at this point. I don't think they're great. Visually, they're amazing.
How crappy are the crappy ones?
They're just boring.
Yeah,
they're boring and hard to follow.
A lot of intergalactic parliamentary tax arguing.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Well, that was a good idea.
Overly serious discussion of, you know, they're boring.
Trade treaties of...
Right.
Galaxies and yes, they missed the mark by quite a bit.
Samuel Jackson in them, run. Don't even.
They're still in the midst of 8 hours they're expecting of speechifying there in the House of Representatives before they vote.
Stuff.
Yep.
Is Doug Collins still speaking? What's he, or is that, that's probably a highlight.
No. Well, I guess you're right.
Yeah. Yes,
you're right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, yeah. They're all saying the same thing you've
quote
heard before.
Quote-unquote highlight.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oof. Granted. Yeah. Yeah.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys, this is Larry King. Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that don't work? I've got great news for you. I had prostate problems that were driving me nuts. I tried several different natural products. None of them worked. One day I heard about Prostagenics. It beat over 157 other prostate supplements in independent lab tests and was rated number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. So I got some Prostagenics, and boy, am I glad I did. Now my prostate troubles are a thing of the past. I sleep like a champ. I feel like I did 20 years ago. Do yourself a huge favor. Do what I did and get yourself some Prostagenics.
Prostagenics comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you can order absolutely risk-free. So go online or call
800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
If you call in the next 6 minutes, you can get a free bottle with a Larry King TV special.
800-600-2020.
Pick up the phone right now.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, Protect My Car is announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-485-1560 now. Drivers who are covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call Protect My Car for your free quick quote today. 800-485-1560. 800-485-1560. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-485-1560.
This is Carl Lindebaud, owners of KCNR Radio.
We just want to say happy holidays from everyone at the KCNR family. With the giving season upon us, we wanted to thank you for living local. The Reading community means a lot to us.
So this season, as you're driving through town, doing your holiday shopping, support the advertisers that support this station. Local shops are often overlooked, but that's where you'll find the most unique and touching gifts this Christmas.
Live local, listen local, love local. And from everyone here at KCNR,
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples, your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Bells will be ringing.
Getting some pushback for his habit of holding closed-door fundraisers for the big donors. Yesterday, we got a few photos of an event held in Napa at the Hall Rutherford Wine Caves, where he had dinner beneath a chandelier decked in 1,500 Swarovski crystals. So in case you were wondering if the wealthy gather in underground bunkers to plot the fate of the working class, yeah.
So Buttigieg is getting some crap for that, I guess. Just although if you run for office, you tend to have to hang out at places like that and raise money with rich people. That's kind of the way the whole thing works.
People have more money is the thing.
I would hate it and find it grubby and really, really hate it. I couldn't do it, as a matter of fact. But,
yeah, you'd get over it. Just stare at the ceiling and think of England.
They're giving away stuff in the lunchroom, clearing out. I got a bunch of candy cigarettes for my kids. Is that
yes.
a good idea or bad?
That's
idea?
Great parenting.
Some, you know, I smoked candy cigarettes as a kid, and I don't feel in my mind or
you
any...
actually smoked them because
no,
that's probably dangerous.
Ate them. pretended to smoke them.
Sure, me too.
I don't think at any point I ever felt any urge whatsoever to smoke real cigarettes because of that.
Mm. You don't think one led to the other? I mean, because
no,
we
no.
both had a cig or two.
Oh yeah,
a day,
yeah, yeah. But I don't think there's any connection.
No,
whatsoever.
No.
I like the taste of candy cigarettes. I can remember
yeah. They're just sweet enough. It's like a nice glass of wine. It's not sugary. It's kind of, you know, just a little bit.
We ought to play this again just so that everybody gets it. We wanted to play this once an hour. Because
you're an idiot. Quit being an idiot.
This is extraordinary. This is James.
What began 25?
Oh wait, no, that was the. Dang it! Where'd it go? Is it this
one?
Is
the matter with you?
This one.
He's right. I was wrong. I was overconfident in the procedures that the FBI and Justice had built over 20 years. I thought they were robust enough. It's incredibly hard to get a FISA. I was overconfident in those.
In fact, it's not been real hard, as Comey suggests, to get a FISA warrant. The government made 1,081 FISA surveillance requests in 2018. The court rejected only one of them. That's an approval rate of well over 99%.
It's incredibly hard to get a FISA.
Right. And by the way, don't let it pass by you. 1,100 in a year? Comey says it's incredibly hard to get them. And he had too much faith in the, did he say systems? How about the people, dude? The systems didn't screw up. The people did. They broke the law, and they're your people.
And you're left with this choice. Either FBI agents get it this wrong regularly, and we should take a look at those 1,100 other FISA applications.
And what we find is probably going to terrify us.
Or they only got it wrong with Trump. Neither one of those are good answers.
Right.
You're either a completely incompetent organization, we might have to start completely over. To try to figure out how to run this.
Right, certainly that aspect of what they do. Yeah.
Or you had it in for one politician and were willing to violate constitutional rights.
Comey, like liberal media, stated that the IG found that there was no bias, which is utterly dishonest. The IG said that we could not find documentary or testimonial proof of bias. You can't prove a negative. And so, Jimmy, which one is it? Do you just have FBI agents systematically violating the law, or was it bias?
So there's another report that comes out. This one we already know has some criminal charges in it.
It's being investigated.
It's a criminal
investigation. It's a criminal affair, right.
They could end up not charging somebody. But
right. Old Durham might come out and say, you know, it turns out everybody's clean, but thanks for the paycheck.
And it could be a minor crime. It could be some procedural thing similar to the whole Russia thing with some of Trump's people that doesn't really get to the big question.
Yeah, process crimes.
But it could also be, you know, we finally get the answers on, why did you take that out of that email? Why didn't you tell him about Carter Page working with the CIA? Why'd you do that?
I tell you what. Clapper, Brennan, Comey, chained together, making big rocks into little rocks.
It's your vision?
On a chain gang, shuffling out of the prison bus. Shackles, three of them.
Unlikely, but you never know.
Final thoughts with Angie.
Yeah!
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap up the show. Wouldn't that be fun? There he is pressing the buttons in the control room. Michelangelo. Michael?
Yeah, look for Positive Sean dresses Baby Yoda in the movie theater. He's so excited. Reminds me of myself when I dressed up for Steel Magnolias. With Julia Roberts.
Thanks.
And others. Producer Positive Sean with the final thought.
Yes, I do enjoy it when culture at large makes it easy for me to lower my expectations going into movies. The tomato meter from Rotten Tomatoes for the new Star Wars movies currently hovering at 57%. Not good. That's the green little splatty animation, too, so you know.
Ooh, that's a Jar Jar Binksian rating. Yeah. Marshall Phillips, our esteemed newsman, final thought.
Well, I just wanted to bring this up. A little while ago, I announced I brought a new set of tires, and some of my coworkers mocked me, but I will tell you this. With the rain that's been coming down, I am holding to the road and not slipping and sliding.
You're like a little kid with new tennis shoes showing your dad how much faster you are. Jack, you have a final thought for us.
Whether you're traveling with a partner, friends, family, or stranger, a new survey found that the average American will engage in a staggering 12 arguments or disagreements over the course of holiday travel. 12. Look forward to that.
It rings about true, doesn't it? Some minor, some there are tears. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Some long periods of driving while everyone's quiet in the car.
You know, speaking of family... They say, well, they say a lot of different things, but, you know, if you're a parent to your kids, you'll end up having them as your friends. If you're a friend to your kids, something or other. But one of my best friends in the world is home from college, my little Dave, and oh, my God, we're having such a great time. She induced my wife to buy a sparkling Christmas narwhal, for one thing, that's now plugged in and glowing in the family room. And, man, I miss that. I miss the wackiness. We're not wacky enough when it's just me and Judy.
Bring the wacky.
Yeah.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
I miss the wacky. So many people thank. Go to armstrongandgetty.com.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
She puts her hand over the phone and goes,
Armstrong and...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.